Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan Attiki here on the Fan. Baseball night tonight, another West Coast game. Mets are out in L.A. against the Dodgers. I know Sean is very interested in how I handle this. Last night, when I got home, I went to sleep. I fell asleep at 8:30, and I slept until midnight. I woke up at midnight and then started the Met game and the Yankee game. Yankee game obviously was far over. And I watched the game between midnight, and I got it done when it finally ended because Brandon Nimmo can't catch a fly ball. I know it's a tough play, man. The odds tough. He got turned around. It's a fly ball to left field. Make the freaking play. You're a major leaguer. Okay? I'm sorry. That's 2 a.m. Evan reacting.
Yeah.
I finished the game at about 2 a.m. And that's the way to handle West Coast baseball, Teak. I skipped the commercials. I skipped the downtime. And I got a three-hour game done in 2 hours. And I mixed in a few hours of sleep
right
before I got another few more hours of
but
sleep.
But you're still exhausted.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Either way,
you're basically just taking naps.
Yes. Yeah. Do naps. I'm going to do the same thing. When I get home today, I'm going right to sleep. Whenever my body wakes me up, because it will, because I'll be stressed out because I need to see the Met game, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever time it is, I wake up, I watch the game. Had a good time.
I love it tonight. I'll be right home from a concert around the seventh inning. Let's go.
Oh, you're seeing Jelly Roll tonight.
Oh, Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll,
nice.
Post Malone. And very I heard cool. His sources tell me the parking lot's already bumping.
I'm sure.
Is this a Mark Simone special?
Oh, it is. Mark, right. I'll see you in a few minutes in the suite.
Does that mean you're in a suite? Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
Now. I told you.
I can't do the common folk thing anymore.
Come on. That's at Citi Field tonight. So big night tonight. Obviously, the Yankees over at Yankee Stadium taking on the Guardians. We do have a Giancarlo Stanton update. We'll get to it in a few minutes. But first,
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, Jazz Chisholm came back last night, played a little third base. For those of you driving to the Yankee game, you're going to see him more at third base tonight. And he had told Aaron Boone, put me wherever you need to put me, Skip, because I'm here to win a ring. So it got me thinking, upon that act, in recent New York memory, who are the five most selfless athletes that we've had?
Okay.
All right, let's spin it forward here. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
How about Eli Manning? Didn't want to start and play a quarter to keep a streak alive when Ben McAdoo wanted to pin his ass to the bench for Geno Smith. So he said, Geno, you just start. And, hey, he didn't make any fuss when Daniel Jones started after just 2 weeks in 2019.
Yeah.
You like it.
It's a good one.
All right. Here we go.
Good one to start the list.
Yep, here we go.
Number four.
It's Josh Hart. He just told us how selfless he was when he collaborated with Thibs on coming out of the starting lineup and letting Mitch start.
When you have to tell people how selfless you are, you're probably not that selfless.
That's why I put him at four. All right, and here we go.
Number three.
It's got to be Jazz Chisholm Jr. because he came over via trade last year. We know the fuss that Gleyber Torres threw. Went right to third base with zero practice. Slapped in there in a pennant race, played it throughout the postseason, gets second base treatment all at camp, now comes right off the IL and back to third. Jazz is right there. I'm falling in love with his selflessness.
Jazz Chisholm, Mookie Betts did it. You mentioned Gleyber Torres. How about Rafael Devers? There are guys that don't. So
yes, that's right.
It is very good to see. I've loved Jazz. I still think he's got that star potential. It hasn't happened yet, but maybe a run of being healthy will get him going.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Number two is former Giants running back Tiki Barber. How about having going up and down the field and having Brandon Jacobs come in to gobble up all those touchdowns? No fuss from Tiki. No fuss.
Two more than me, by the way, in his career.
Oh, by the way.
Is that right? He finished with two more touchdowns than you?
That's crazy.
I forgot that.
I told you I was listening
only,
to...
One of the only rushing records I don't have.
I was listening to old tapes of me doing the overnight, looking for me ripping Tiki Barber. And I found an interview I did with Bob Papa.
Oh, yeah?
And Bob Papa told a Tiki Barber story.
Ooh. And you ripped me before?
No ripping. I haven't found the ripping yet. I'm looking for it. I haven't found it.
See, you just knew. But years later.
Tell me if the story's true, because Bob could have just made it up. He said... I was talking to Tiki Barber, and Tiki told me a story that Brandon Jacobs went up to Tiki as you were running off of the field and said, no, you got to stay in the game and get this touchdown. You earned it. And you were like, absolutely not. This is your job. Go get in the end zone.
Yeah.
True story?
Yeah.
True story?
Selfless.
He's big as hell.
I got you.
I know what play is coming, and I know it's going to hurt me. He's not going to feel it.
In fact, many don't know this. When the show launched, all management said, Tiki's got to do the Cinco de Fivo. And he turned to me and he said, no, that's Sean's job.
That's
Sean's got to do it.
That's true.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one most selfless athlete in New York history, number 13 in the programs, number one in your hearts, Alex Rodriguez. What? Could you imagine being one of the game's best shortstops and coming over and saying, no questions, I'm playing third base because I want to play for a winner, and let's never forget how selfless A-Rod was for them.
You know what? I actually agree with you. Yeah. The more I think, you're right.
I'm not being a troll. I'm serious. Because people forget
why would
he did
you troll
that.
It's your team.
Yes.
No, I think it's a great point because Alex doesn't get enough credit for that.
No.
Like, he could have played shortstop, I guess, for about five more years, and then eventually his body was going to make him a third baseman. Like, if he ever ended up with the Mets, which was the original dream, I always like to joke, like, when does he end up at third base?
Yeah.
It was going to happen eventually. And shortstop is such a premium position. It's so unique, so special, that he gave up a little bit of his own legacy to move to third base. So I agree with you.
Were they the same age? Or what was the
age difference?
They
were rookies a year, I feel like one year apart.
They remember that Sports Illustrated or
I think Alex was 19 in 1995 and Jeter was 21 when he made his debut. So I'm going to guess A-Rod was like a year and a half younger, basically the same age.
Same age.
Yeah.
But Alex was holding up better athletically.
Well, Alex was a better shortstop.
Right.
I mean, if you were just.
Jeter is a year older. Tommy just told us.
Okay. If you're just looking at who would have given the Yankees the best chance to win defensively, Jeter would have moved. Jeter would have moved to the outfield or something.
Yeah, right.
But A-Rod was going to his team. It is different. And said, no, I'll move. And you're right. I think that is the most selfless thing we've seen in New York sports.
Especially with that position.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So there's your list.
Thank you very much.
And good job, Josh Hart.
Excellent job, Josh Hart. Now it is time to ask Sal Licata a question we ask him every day, right around this time.
Mm-hmm.
We ask Sal right before the show, hey, Sal, is the NL East over? Mets did lose last night. Let's see what Sal said.
Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
I don't want to do this today. No, it's not over.
It's getting snippy with me. All right, we have a Giancarlo Stanton update. We'll get to that within the next 3 minutes. Let's get to a couple of your calls, including Flavio in Hofrow, New Jersey. What's up, Flavio?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
I have a question. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
How are you guys doing today? Listen, I'm going to put it all to rest. I've got a couple of different ways that when a caller calls in, because I you know, hats off to the guy that sent you that message, because I feel that way every single time someone calls up and says, hey, how you doing, guys? Hey. And then he goes into his question. There's 50 people in a row that ask, how you doing? What's changed?
That's a good point.
In those 50 calls.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what you do. What I do. When I call you guys, I call the other guys. Hey, guys, love the show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking the call. Hey, guys, just a couple of quick things I want to touch on.
No, you're right.
That's it.
You're right. And a lot of people do that.
Get to the point.
Yeah, that's it. You say, love the show, which is nice, but you don't even do that because that's blowing smoke up our ass. Yeah. Probably don't even like the show. It's just, you're in the car at this time, and you're like, I'll call them. So just get into it is the point. Good job by Flavio. I agree with that. King George in the Bronx. You're on the Fan, King George.
Live long and prosper, and you two are a good team because Kiki got a smile that he would beat Donny Osmond in the $1 Million Smile Contest.
Nice.
And you're the John Wesley Harden of talk show hosts because he was the only man to make Wild Bill Hickok back down. And anyone that goes against you always backs down.
Mm, I like it.
All right. Thank you.
Right. That's better. Much better than how you do it.
And you knew me a long time. I never said, hi, how are you? I always said, live long and prosper.
That's right. That's right. You got a good shtick. I like it.
And I want to say that Thibodeau reminds me of what Al McGuire once said. They asked him, was he going to coach in the pros? He said, only if he makes a dollar more than the best player. And there's a curse that comes with firing Thibodeau. No team ever got better after firing him.
Well, okay, so I heard Big Mac make this point in the overnight. I fell asleep after the Met game to Big Mac, and this is the worst thing to do. And there's nothing against Chris. If you fall asleep, I know that came across badly. Right. I'm sorry.
He put you to sleep.
It's not because he was boring.
It's not because he's boring. It's the opposite.
It's because you're exhausted.
I end up arguing in my dreams with what I'm hearing on the radio. This has happened to me a bunch of times.
Huh.
And I hate it because I'm screaming back at Chris's dopey points. And I'm like, Evan, you're sleeping.
So what were you screaming in your sleep back at Chris?
Well,
When he made this point that King George
is Buck Showalter, this is what Big Mac said. Buck Showalter gets fired, everybody gets better. The Yankees, the Diamondbacks, everybody gets better. Okay. But with Thibodeau, they get worse. Can we look at the individual situation? It was the end of the line in Chicago. They were done. They weren't. It wasn't that they got worse simply because Thibodeau was gone. It was over. And in Minnesota, they tanked, basically.
Right.
And now they are better. They went to back-to-back Western Conference Finals once they added talent like Anthony Edwards and made the big Rudy Gobert trade and obviously the recent Gat trade. So it's a flawed point.
Well, it's just...
It's a flawed point.
It's just circumstantial.
Yes.
That's what it feels like.
And even the Buck stuff is circumstantial. We bring it up because it's convenient that everyone gets better after he's gone. It applies to the Mets, too. I mean, look what happened to the Mets when Buck was gone. I think it's just, honestly, I think it's coincidental. Like, I think in the Yankees case, he did build them. He was a part of kind of the transition of them becoming good again. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, George Steinbrenner decided, I'm going to go get Joe Torre. Right. Then he decided, I want to bring Buck back. And it was too late. So I just think the argument's flawed. Your Baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Name the last team Ronnie Mauricio hit a major league home run off of. We'll take caller 5 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your Baseball IQ trivia question. And you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your Baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and Cadillac's family of EVs, including all electric Lyric. So Aaron Boone was asked earlier about Giancarlo Stanton, who we're all waiting for to come back off of the injured list. I want you to listen to the question and the answer because it is causing major confusion amongst Yankee fans. Mm. And the best thing, there's a lot of great things about Tiki. The best thing about Tiki is he can interpret something that is said that confuses all of us.
All right, let's hear it.
So here's the interaction between reporter and Aaron Boone regarding Giancarlo Stanton.
Aaron, have you guys made a decision on Stanton's next move?
No, I know he's probably already finished actually with it today. Today was just a workout day, I think he did baseball activities. I don't think he was doing lives today. But just a full workout. I think he's probably headed back up here. But I don't know the next step, if it's a rehab assignment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hopefully we'll have that in the next 24 hours.
Brendan.
When you say, or what, is there a possibility that he wouldn't do a rehab assignment? I mean, it's a lot of lives he's had.
I don't think so. I think I don't want to speak too soon. We'll see.
What does that mean? Mm. Like, what is Giancarlo doing then? He's come back to New York and then what?
Well, I think he doesn't want to put him out there if he's going to feel pain and then have a meaning back in the majors without doing a rehab assignment.
Right.
So I think he wants to at least have him have real at-bats. In a rehab assignment.
So he's going to go on a rehab assignment.
I think he, but he doesn't want to commit to that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to tell everybody that.
It sounded like Aaron Boone didn't want to answer something. Yeah. And I think that leads to question of like, is he okay? Like, is this some kind of setback?
It kind of just tells me that he's not fully, I don't think he's ever going to be fully healed from this. I think this is going to be something chronic that he has to deal with. And so I think what Aaron Boone is waiting to understand better is, how bad is this going to be? Is it going to get bad enough again that we're going to have to put you on a short-term IL as opposed to bringing you back and just letting you ride and then giving you days off to make you feel better?
It's complicated.
I think it's complicated for him.
Yeah, like the way I view it with Giancarlo is the Yankees should be in no rush. Like once he's ready, great, bring him back. It's a luxury. The key is making sure he's healthy at the right time, which is October.
Right.
So to me, it's send him to a rehab assignment. You've got 30 days, or it's 20 days with a position player. You got 20 days. Play him whenever. When you think he's ready, call him up. Right. Like I don't think the Yankees have to rush him back at all. Like he should go on a rehab. There's no reason for him to skip that. Because there's also no rush. Because him not playing is continuing to offer opportunities to Ben Rice, to Trent Grisham, indirectly but directly, to a lot of guys on this roster. So, but that answer is so weird. It makes you wonder, like, I hope he's okay.
It's just non-committal.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like this is still going to be an issue throughout the rest of his career.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Back in February, and I have not looked recently, so I don't know the answer. We all made Giancarlo Stanton return date predictions.
Wow.
And we're not going to look at it until he actually returns. And that's when we'll play the audio and we'll find out who is accurate. And I think we did it twice. I think we did it, A, when he was shut down to begin with, and then when another report came out that said basically he's got the issues in both elbows. So I think we have multiple Stanton predictions that we will get to, but we will not get to it until they return. When he comes back, because why are we listening until he comes back?
Right, makes no sense otherwise.
Now, Sean made a Cinco de 5-0 list. If you missed it, we did it at about 5:10 about the most selfless New York athletes. And there are a bunch of people who are very upset with Sean that there is an obvious miss. Mm-hmm. So let's hear from Sam in Englewood. Sam, who did Sean miss from his list?
All right. It's time to take out the L for this one. I mean, how could you overlook the king of New York himself, Mr. Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. Very easy, very easy. Bull Hog plays too many minutes, doesn't let the guys off the bench play at all.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
I hate to break it to you. He doesn't fit the criteria.
He can't took put that on him.
He took less money.
Okay, Aaron Judge took less money. Should we put him number one?
No, that's different.
How is it different?
I mean, he did.
He did.
It was.
If that's what we're basing it on, not taking every last dollar?
No, it's on a different atmosphere.
It's like he was also going back to the West Coast, going back home, so to speak.
Yeah. I don't.
Is it not the same?
Yeah, I don't think it is, honestly. I really don't. I think Jalen taking less money is different than Judge taking less money.
Hmm. Okay. And turning around and making sure all your teammates are just your college teammates and manipulating the roster.
Well, how has he done that?
Oh, I mean, how did all these Nova guys end up here?
Well, they traded a Nova guy to get a non-Nova guy here.
That is true. Matt's on Long Island. Hey, Matt. Hello, Matt. Matt going once.
I think Sam made Matt's point for him.
I know, but I wanted to double up on
Matt,
Sean.
Matt knew he was a ball hog. Couldn't argue with him.
I wanted this because the people are pissed that Jalen's out, so I was just going to give him more. Bottom line is Matt wanted to say, can I be Matt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go
hey,
to Matt.
Welcome
to the fan. Hey, Tiki. Can't stand Evan. Love you, Tiki. Hey, Sean. Hey, Douchey. Are you listening? Hey, Sean. Worst thing to ever happen to WFAN. You listening right now?
Did you just tweet that at me? Because I just saw that.
Are you listening, Piggy?
Yeah.
Hey, Piggy, you listening?
I'm listening, Piggy.
Jalen Brunson has to be on this list. For you not to put on the list shows you what you are. You're a dopey troll, and you should go back to making coffee for Damon Amendolara. I'll hang up and take your opinion off air.
First of all, great impersonation, Gio. Here's what I would say back to you,
Gio,
Matt.
Gio, I'm not imitating. I'm imitating Matt on Long Island.
Gio does imitations.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Matt,
I'm imitating really a fictitious person because I don't have an imitation of Matt. Right.
Matt, since he's so selfless, number two on the list is Tiki Barber. Why don't you turn your attention to him and tell him to his face that Jalen Brunson was more selfless than him?
Did you ever take less money to stay?
Only because they wouldn't give me any more.
That's a great answer. Yeah, I think Jalen's an omission. You can't put Josh Hart over Jalen Brunson.
Sure,
you can't. No, you can't.
Did Jalen take himself out of the starting lineup this year when he wasn't playing any defense?
Why would you want to take Jalen Brunson out of the starting lineup?
Did he offer defense? It?
Come on.
Just offer it and let him say no.
Yeah, maybe.
We can't do that.
Maybe he did offer it.
No. You're too valuable. I think that's just so on.
Come on. Tommy, as a Knick fan, who is the more selfless New York Knick, Josh Hart or Jalen Brunson?
It's Jalen Brunson, 100%. Took less money to build a title contender here in New York. He could have held the organization up for more money, and he didn't do that.
Boy, you guys are hot stuff. He took less money to build a title contender. They still haven't contended for one.
They were in the Eastern Conference Finals. Your team's picking eighth, so don't tell me about contending in the NBA because you don't know a damn thing about it. And when you actually had really good players, you couldn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Time out.
Well, because I'm trying to think why he's being a jerk.
30-second timeout.
Well, you already used your full, so use your
30-second timeout.
No, that's here.
Oh, I'm calling it right now with my hands. I love when they argue.
I do, too.
What I don't love is when I'm facing all the shrapnel.
I know. Why are they coming at you?
Yeah, like the Nets have nothing to do with this.
I know.
Why are they brought up? I didn't bring them up.
I didn't bring them up either in my argument. Matter of fact, I didn't even make a Nets selfless here.
I know.
I gave you a Nick with Josh Hart.
Can you do us all a favor, Tommy? And usually I get this critique, but I'm going to give it to Tommy. Can you stop talking about the Nets?
You know what? As a guy who's worked behind the scenes here for decades, I've done enough favors. All right, so I'm out of favors. That's first. Second, he took a shot at the Knicks and was inaccurate when he said they're not a title contender.
They didn't contend for one.
Bro, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Great. Okay. So were the Atlanta Hawks a couple
years
ago.
Well, and you know what the Knicks are going to do on like your hockey team? So I'll leave the basketball team out of it. They'll actually make the playoffs
Hold on,
next
time out, time out.
Plus, like, your gutless
time
hockey
out.
Team.
Time out. We got another time out. Tiki, I don't know if this is a good programming idea. But this is a very natural Lugash debate series.
It really is.
But we just had one.
I know.
Like, could we have a second one within an hour and a half of each other?
I don't know.
Or maybe, you know what we do?
She would like that.
Yeah. You know what we should do? What if we made it an abbreviated Lugash debate series?
I like it.
So it's like a smaller one. So it's like instead of a minute, they each get 30 seconds?
Yes.
Because I think that is such an interesting argument. All right. Lugash debate series number two. Did the New York Knicks compete for an NBA title this year?
Oh, let me flip a coin. That's Tommy goes first.
Tommy goes first. Tommy, you decide if you want to go first or would you like to defer?
This time I'm going to defer to Sean.
Sean, you go first. Did the New York Knicks compete for an NBA title? Your
contend
for an NBA title. Your 30 seconds begins now.
Well, the 4 seed in the East is currently playing for an NBA title versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, and everybody and their mother thinks the Oklahoma City Thunder is winning this in a max 5 games. So how could the team with Jalen Brunson, the fake King Prince of New York, contend for an NBA title if the team they just lost to can't even contend with the Thunder for an NBA title in everybody's minds? No, they're not title contenders.
Wow. And he's got 8 seconds. Your 30 seconds, Tommy, begins now.
Well, based on Sean's logic just now, which was flawed, nobody was a contender this year. Unless you are the Oklahoma City Thunder. So why did we even have a regular season? Why did we have a playoffs? The Knicks knocked off the defending champions, the defending team that represented the East in the finals last year. They were 2 wins away from an NBA Finals, and I believe they would have beaten the Thunder. They go into next year as a contender, one of the big contenders in the NBA, so they absolutely contended for a title this season.
All right.
We don't need the Denver Nuggets took the Thunder to seven games
okay,
after firing Mike Malone, the same guy you're getting on your knees begging for to be a head coach. So get lost. Were they not one of the final four teams? The Knicks.
Is that not contending?
Did the Rangers contend last year? Because they
didn't.
No, because they got their ass whooped. No, I'm asking you. I'm giving my opinion, and I'm asking you.
Can I call a 30 here?
Yeah, the Rangers lost in 6.
Definition of contending is to strive in rivalry, compete, and contend for first prize.
Knicks didn't do it. Continue.
That was a lot of big words there. The Knicks were part of the final four teams.
Tommy, yeah, I'm giving you a hold on.
So there's only two contenders every year in every sport?
Shut the ferret mouth up for a second.
No, I don't have to do anything.
You just said.
You didn't birth me. You're not my father. You don't have the same last name as me, so I won't shut up.
Your father birthed you? That's weird anatomy.
You know what I mean. He was there for 5 minutes. My mom did the heavy lifting.
You just said the Rangers didn't contend last year. They lost in 6.
I asked you if they contended.
You lost in 6 to the measly Indiana Pacers.
What do you mean measly? Well, you say measly. We know where the Pacers are last year. Obviously, Tristan went out on that spot. But you're going to say Indiana stinks? Is that what you're saying on the radio right now?
You're saying the Knicks are title contenders, I guess. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Remind the audience. Who'd you pick in the last series? Pacers-Knicks. Knicks-Pacers.
I picked the Knicks.
Okay, so shut up. Shut up! Because you had them going to the NBA Finals.
Okay.
And now you want to sit there and do the bidding of the coalition by calling Brunson a ball hog and they're not contenders, and you left them off that list on purpose. And to be frank with you, if I wasn't half asleep during it, I would have checked you during the Cinco de Five-O. But I was sleeping because the Mets are out till 2 a.m.
Great commentary, Ben Schiller. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
I forgot what they were debating.
I need a nap, frankly.
They were debating, did the Knicks contend for a title this year?
Yes.
And I must admit, I thought that that one, abbreviated at least with your intros, was actually better than the first Little Ass Debate Series.
It was. So Tommy was emotional about it.
Very. He was invested. So for the first time ever in Evan and Tiki, we had a doubleheader of Lou Gehrig Debate Series. Now the rules are, who won? Tiki, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. That was a hard one to pick because I think the debate felt in Tommy's favor.
Mm.
I know what Sean is saying because he's technically right because I threw in a pause and gave the definition of.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tending, that means competing for first place,
right,
which the Knicks are not doing. They were competing to get a chance to compete for first place. But I think the passion of Tommy won out, won me over, because they were a contender.
Yeah. It's going to be easy. I'm totally with you, Jake. I think Lugie kicked his ass. I think that we clearly saw when Lugie's motivated.
Yes.
He could come to play.
Lesson to Tommy.
Yeah.
Be more motivated.
Damn right. I thought it was a very good debate. I thought it was close. Okay. Let me just give you that, Sean. I thought it was close.
All right.
I think the shut the ferret up was classic, and it scared the crap out of me. But I think Tommy not only won the debate, Tommy's right. Like, here's the definition to me in my own simplistic brain of contending for a title. I think you'll appreciate this. I think Tommy will appreciate this. I think Knicks fans will appreciate this. Did they contend for a title? They were in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were 6 wins away from a championship. Did they actually compete for a title? The answer is yes. And you want to know why? I went to sleep multiple nights afraid of the New York Knicks winning an NBA title. I have never done that in my life. Not even in 1999. And they were in the NBA Finals right that year. Like, I went to sleep, especially after they beat Boston in that game 6 at Madison Square Garden, and I knew they were playing the Pacers, and there was still the uncertainty of the Thunder. But I went to sleep thinking, oh my God, they could win a title. And if that's not contending, and you're in the 6th game of the Eastern Conference Finals too, that is the definition of contending. So not only do I fully agree with Tommy's point that they absolutely contended for a championship, I also thought you won the argument. So in the first ever doubleheader, we do have a split. Because Sean won the King of New York argument back at 4 o'clock. Lugie wins the Knicks contend for a title. And now we have an updated scoreboard. It is 7 for Sean and 6 for Tommy.
Well done, Thomas.
Well done, Tommy. That was well done by you.
Thank you.
Even though it started with me facing shrapnel.
I know.
But it ended with that.
Good job, Evan, to get them to start yelling at you.
Yeah. I turned them from yelling at me to yelling at each other. It's my brilliance.
I need a beer.
Let's go.
I got one in my office.
Let's go to Sean in Queens. Hello, Sean.
What's up, boys? I'm not going to ask you how you're doing. I'm just going to say what's up.
Thank you.
So, first of all, it's wild to think that, and I root for Sean because we have the same name. So I try, you know, but it's insane to me that this man would think that a top four team in the NBA is in a title contender. If you win that series, you're literally playing for the title. So I think that's the threshold that when the top four teams of any sport are contending for a title. Yeah, that's take on that.
Sean, the only thing I would add to that is if you just get like whipped in the Eastern Conference Finals and you don't really have a chance to have gotten to the NBA Finals, you're not contending.
All right, let me follow up with a question then because it's an interesting point.
Yes.
Last year's Mets. They lost in 6.
Mm-hmm. They contended.
They contended.
Yeah.
Because it was a 6-game series, even though the 4 losses were blowouts.
Right. Yeah. It's sweep or gentleman sweep, you didn't contend.
All right, let me give you another one then.
Go ahead.
2022 Yankees. They got to the ALCS, got swept by the Astros.
No, because we all knew they were going to get swept by the Astros.
Didn't contend. And I think
they did not contend. They never felt like a threat, and I think Yankee fans knew going into that series they were going
to
lose.
I also think Sean's argument is slightly flawed. If the NBA went to an Adam Silver plan of 1 through 16 and we weren't playing East versus West, are we positive we end up with the Knicks as one of the final four teams in the postseason?
It's a good question.
Probably. They beat the Celtics. Did you forget who they beat?
Yeah. I understand that.
None of us gave them a shot except for Tommy.
But you're saying if they face Minnesota, did they beat the...
Right.
Right.
Did they beat Denver?
Well, they beat Denver. I know Evan doesn't want to give any credence to the regular season, but they beat teams like Denver and Memphis and Minnesota throughout the regular season. They struggled with the elite top.
I don't put credence in the regular season, but I also don't just assume that they would have lost to Denver and Minnesota.
Hold on.
Why would you make that assumption?
Evan, again, I'm operating under the basis we all think the Thunder are about to just smother Indiana.
That's one team.
Okay. Denver just took the Thunder to 7.
That doesn't... X just because A plus B doesn't make it equal C.
Wait, does that make sense?
Okay,
yeah, it's a loss.
And did the Knicks close them out with Tatum or not?
The Knicks contended for an NBA title this year. In fact, where I will disagree with Tiki slightly, if you get to the final four of your sport, I think you contended for a title.
No, okay. If you get to the final four and you just get crushed,
yes,
like you didn't even belong there,
yes,
you were lucky to get there,
yes,
in a sense. Then I don't consider that contending.
I think the 2000 Vikings absolutely contended for a title. I think they did.
Well, having played in that game, no, they did not.
I think with
there was never a chance they were going to the Super Bowl.
In that game, you're 1,000% right, obviously.
So how did they contend for a title?
Because in that week leading up to that game, and you're in the Final Four, which I've been lucky enough to experience with my football team in back-to-back years, I'm competing for a championship. Okay, so right there.
All right, so what if I tell you what Sean Payton told us on Monday of that championship?
What did he tell you?
He said, we're going to throw for 300 yards in the first half. Watch the tape.
Arrogant.
They suck. The reason they win.
Did he say that?
The reason they won is because they would get leads with Randy Moss and force teams to catch up. Mm-hmm. And so their secondary was just sitting back there playing, I don't know, easy catch, right?
Right.
So if you get a lead, which we knew we would do, we were going to destroy them.
Did he actually say they suck, or was it more?
Okay, that's how we heard it, though.
Okay, that's what basically.
But he said, "Look at the tape; they're not good."
Yeah,
and he was right.
I get what you're saying on that.
So, because I have inside knowledge, they didn't contend.
I think as a fan, the way I view it is now the Jets competed in both title games, so it's not like I got blown out or three title games because I should include 1998. I was certainly old enough to remember. They had a shot in all three games, so obviously it doesn't work. It's not like they got blown out. But I felt going into that weekend, holy crap, I'm a win away from the Super Bowl, and I'm two from a championship. And that, to me, even if they did get blown out, my fan perspective would have been, I just competed for a championship.
Did the 2002 Boston Celtics compete for a championship?
Against the New Jersey Nets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were up 2-1 in that series.
The Nets win the series and get blown away by the Lakers. So the team they beat, the Celtics, were they a true championship contender?
No, I think that's the wrong question.
What? They went a long series and lost with the Nets.
Just wait for it. Did the Nets compete for a championship that year?
They
got to the NBA Finals and were the biggest underdogs in the world and got swept by the Lakers.
And you know what? As much as I cherish that, guess what? They didn't. Because they didn't belong in the same court with the team that was the champion. At no point did they belong on the court.
You know what? He got me on that one. I think you're right. And I think the differences with the Giants and the Vikings, and this is a complete outsider's perspective, is, and check the spread on that, because back me up or tell me I'm wrong. I don't think most of us, you did, God bless you guys for thinking that. I don't think most of us went in and said the Vikings had no shot. The Nets went into the NBA Finals with no shot against the Dynasty.
Yeah.
So I think that's different, but it kind of got me on that, because I know when the Nets got to the Finals that year, as ecstatic as I was, they had no shot.
But when you're in the Final Two, you're definitely contending.
Even when you're facing a Dynasty? Who's going to smoke you?
Even if you're facing a Dynasty, because you could mess around and win.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
Well, hold on a second.
They didn't mess around anything.
No.
We'll go political here.
Yes.
Did Ross Perot run for president?
Yes.
But he had no shot.
So what does that mean?
But he still ran for president. So Sean's logic is if you have no shot in the game, you're not really contending. Obama, second term, who did he go up against?
Mitt Romney.
Did Romney have a chance? Was he not? No, but he was running for president, but he really had like no shot. You get what I'm saying?
We didn't think that the day before.
I think if you're in the final, then you're contending.
But Ross Perot wasn't in the final. He was a third-party candidate.
The Perot thing's different because he was third-party.
Right.
I wouldn't compare that to Mitt
Romney.
But
he ran for president, did he not?
Yeah.
He was a contender.
He never had a shot, though, to your point. I don't know what your point is.
But he was contending.
Yeah, he was.
That's my point, is that he was contending for it. Sean is saying that the only way you contend for
if
something is if you have a chance,
no,
not if you're in the Final Four.
That's not true.
The Giants, by the way, were only 2.5-point favorites on the Vikings, so you guys got really disrespected.
Mm.
And you backed up the confidence of Sean.
It's all good.
Not Morash, Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I mean, you destroyed him. But I just remember
to wear my ring just to show support and love for Sean Payton.
You know when you should have worn the ring?
When?
When we did that Almost Champions thing for 2 weeks. We were honoring the Almost Champions.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't finish first, but you guys finished in like the top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have won it that day.
I just got to find it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.